right, everybody, welcome to the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. I am your host for tonight's edition of Fantasy Warfare, Doug Hummer. I have with me, of course, my trusty sidekick, Eric.
What's up?
All right, Stevie is here.
Cool.
All right, Daniel will be joining us in just a second. He had to step away for a minute or so. But tonight will be another edition of Fantasy Warfare. We're going to do the women's title tournament tonight. 32 women. At least half of them are talented. Half are talented, the other half are good looking.
I was going to say.
Yeah. So we'll be getting into that, let me get into some plugs first. Make sure to listen to Boxman and Smart, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday and Friday night, around 10 o'clock Eastern Time, maybe a little after, Mixlr.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes. They can be found on all major podcast platforms, Stitcher, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, and of course, all other major podcast platforms, if there are any. Also, listen to us on Friday nights here at 8 o'clock Eastern Time for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast, blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. Now, of course, tonight is Fantasy Warfare. Next week, I think we'll figure something out. And in 2 weeks, I had a plan, but I haven't really been able to execute that plan, so who knows if that plan is ever going to come to be. It's just been very, very tiring and very hectic around these parts over the last, you know, week or so. Make sure to listen to us on Sundays, 5 o'clock Eastern Time, for the Top Tier Podcast. When Daniel gets here, I will have him announce what Sunday's tier list is going to be. And we'll do that in a little bit. 5 o'clock Eastern Time, blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. Also, listen to Eric in Plymouth. Maybe me, if I feel like doing the show on Wednesday. Wednesday's at what, 6 p.m., Eric?
Yep.
All right, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, same channel, for the NFL Hard Hits Podcast. On Sunday, they are going to be, on Wednesday, they will be reviewing Week 5 and previewing Week 6. That's provided all the Week 5 games have already been played.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Two weeks from Sunday. On a very special podcast. It will not be top tier because Daniel will be out of town. We will be doing the top 10 greatest cartoons countdown, we will be counting down the top 10 greatest cartoons of all time. I have been getting lists from people. I already have 203 lists.
Wow.
So, there's a few more people I need to talk to, and if you're listening to this and have not given me a list yet, please do. You can either let Eric, myself, or Daniel know what your top 5 favorite cartoons are. Daniel.
Yeah.
Sunday's tier.
We're going to be doing... we got the mic?
Yes.
All right.
Sunday's tier list. What are we going to be doing? Action movies.
Action movies?
Yes.
Oh, this ought to be fun.
All-time great action movies. We're going to be ranking them up.
This ought to be fun.
Yeah. It ought to be.
Yeah. Are you getting anybody on? Or?
I'm thinking about it.
Okay. All right. So listen to that. And are we going to figure out what we're doing for next Friday?
Well, we'll figure it out on air. Figure it out on air.
All right, cool.
I have an idea.
Oh, boy.
We'll discuss it after the show.
No, we talked about it earlier, but I'll message you guys.
Yeah, just message it to just message it to us, and then we'll go from there. We don't want to shoot you down on air. All right. So, Daniel, is there any business you would like to attend to before we get started?
I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Control Chaos will be coming back, but just not sure when.
Okay. Now, it is just going to be the four of us booking this tonight. For anybody that has not listened to Fantasy Warfare before, it goes like this. I am the Vince McMahon of this committee. We're going to be booking a tournament here, the women's title tournament. I'm going to give you the match. We're going to discuss it. You guys are going to give your opinion. And then I'll make a final decision. So I'm basically the Vince McMahon, and Daniel, Eric and Stevie are the other members of the committee. It's just the four of us tonight, obviously.
Yeah.
Cause Bruce Pritchard / Dusty Rhodes / Jim Ross is not here. he's getting a bikini wax.
And he's off the show.
Yeah. He's getting a bikini wax, and it usually takes about 3 days. all right. So here are your first round matches. Michelle McCool and Wendy Richter.
Mm-hmm.
Medusa and Hikaru Shida. Shayna Baszler and Chyna. Nia Jax and Natalya. Britt Baker and Alexa Bliss. Bull Nakano and Io Shirai, Bailey and Sable, Gail Kim, Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, Trish Stratus, Asuka and Tori Wilson, Mickey James and Ivory, Kelly Kelly and Luna Vachon, Tessa Blanchard and Miss Jacqueline, Sasha Banks, Beth Phoenix, Lita and Victoria, and Jordan Grace and Awesome Kong.
All
right, those are your round one matches. Obviously, we're going to go through and we're going to book this whole thing, and we're going to find out who the unscripted Fantasy Warfare Women's Champion is going to be. Obviously, our world champion is Kurt Angle. Tag team champions are FTR. Our U.S. champion ended up being Hangman Page. So we're going to find out who the women's champion is. All right, let's start it off. Michelle McCool, Wendy Richter. Daniel, I'll let you start this off.
Okay. I like this match for a lot of reasons. One, obviously we're going Michelle McCool as the heel here. And Wendy Richter will be the white meat baby face.
Right.
I like this dichotomy. I like the two girls again. I don't think that we need to change much or do much. Just let them go out and be themselves and have a great match. As far as who ended up getting the victory, Layla's not in this thing, right?
No, Layla's not, no.
So maybe have Layla by her corner.
Michelle's corner, right?
Michelle's corner. And she tries to cheat a little bit. I do think Wendy should probably go over here.
Okay.
Maybe. I think establishing, you know, a nice babyface victory to start off with against the Mean Girls, you know, I think that would be a good choice here. But I don't know, on the other side of the coin, building up a strong heel has been kind of our thing. And Michelle McCool is a good heel to go with, too, because you want to see her get her ass kicked. I'm leaning towards Richter on this one, though.
Okay. All right, Eric?
I actually want to go with Michelle McCool because she is the heel, and I think starting off a heel to win, I think, makes sense. I think she's more more known, but I'm cool with whatever we go.
Okay. Well, she's more known to you because Wendy Richter was retired way before you even started watching wrestling.
Yeah, Wendy Richter was bigger Michelle McCool ever was.
Yeah, I mean,
the Rock and Wrestling.
Okay.
Yeah, the Rock and Wrestling Connection, the brawl to end it all on MTV, which started the Rock and Wrestling Connection, and by the way, had 25 million viewers watching the thing, watching her beat Moolah for the title.
Yeah.
All right, wow. Stevie, what do you think?
Oh, the logical choice, I would have to say, I'd probably go with Michelle McCool over Wendi Richter. That'd be my pick.
Okay. All right, so you got to look at it in two ways here.
Yeah.
All right, because you also have to look at the next match, which is Medusa and Hikaru Shida.
Yeah.
All right. Now, do you want – I mean, yes, obviously, Daniel, to your point, start off with a nice babyface victory. However,
yeah,
get Michelle established, and, like, if we go with Shida in the next match – the more logical choice, I believe, would probably be Michelle McCool versus Hikaru Shida.
Well, why does
somebody call
a big pick for Shida?
Yeah.
Let's erase. I think we rely too much on the heel babyface thing.
Okay.
So let's take that out of the question for the second. How cool would it be for Shida to take down Medusa and then Wendi Richter in the next round? How established does that make her? Babyface or not, heel or not, she's a legitimate threat in this tournament at that point. She's a legend killer.
Right.
She's beating two of the greatest women never put on a pair of boots.
Right.
If you want to go McCool, let's go McCool.
I mean, if she were, like, facing Michelle McCool, she'd basically just be going against, you know, Undertaker's wife.
Yeah, it's a basic heel babyface format, and it could work. But, I mean, it's also not that different than what we've been doing.
Right, and I think we need to be a little different here, to your point.
That's a few of your bets.
All right. I'm going to make the ruling and say that we should go with Wendi Richter. Even though I get where, you know, Eric's coming from, I get where Stevie's coming from.
Yeah.
But I also understand where you're coming from, and I like your point. So we will go with Wendi Richter on this one.
Okay.
Vince McMahon has spoken.
Okay.
All right. Next, we have Medusa and Hikaru Shida. Eric, we'll start with you.
I'm going with Shida. I think because she's up and coming, and I think she would be a good underdog story.
Okay. All right. Stevie?
My pick would be Medusa over, I would go with Medusa on this one.
Okay. Why?
Well, she's the more experienced wrestler. And, She's got a track record, really. So that's just my opinion.
Okay.
I mean, he's right. Medusa is legendary.
Right.
And I think that would be, first of all, I'm going to try to be as unbiased as I can here.
Right.
Because I do want to marry this young woman, Shida, not Medusa.
Right.
Medusa's not young.
Medusa hasn't been good looking since the 80s. Either,
it
so.
Makes sense to me to have Shida go over just because of what we already talked about.
Right.
Also, but on the other flip of the coin, Medusa and Wendi Richter is a bit of a dream match.
Yeah, AWA kind of ruined that.
Yeah, but it's a dream match after AWA, though, because the two ladies didn't blow up huge till after that. So now they didn't.
No, Richter was in the AWA after the WWF run. Medusa was just up and coming.
And then they wrestled and it was bad?
Yeah, because they had to find a way. This was back in like 1988. And they had the match, and Richter had the women's title won. And then Pat Tanaka and Paul Diamond, Bad Company, came out, and they actually beat up Wendi Richter. And then it basically... That led to a horrible six-person tag match with the AWA tag titles and the AWA women's title on the line at that Super Clash 3,
yeah.
That awful pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And then Wendi Richter actually won the women's title back and then left the company. So,
yeah.
I mean, yes, it probably still is a dream match for some people, but for anybody that's been watching as long as I have, has seen the match and has already known that, like, it's not necessarily much of a dream anymore.
Yeah. So let's give it to Sheeta. Fuck it.
All right. Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and make the decision. And basically we're going to put Sheeta over, just because, you know, it would make Sheeta more established in this thing to beat Medusa and then have the opportunity to possibly beat, Wendi Richter. So we're going to go with that. I mean, to be honest, Stevie's going to end up feeling like Terry Taylor at the end of this thing. We keep over, we keep going against his ideas.
Sorry.
All right. Here's an interesting one. Shayna Baszler and Chyna. And Stevie, we'll start with you.
Well, I have to go with Chyna in this one because she's more stronger than Shayna Baszler. So, and plus she's a former Intercontinental champion, so you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I mean, I'm just basically going to say, yeah, I mean, she's stronger, but Shayna Baszler is also more the accomplished wrestler.
Right.
And more the accomplished submissions, you know, submission artist.
Yeah, but hold on.
Yeah.
I'm gonna agree with Steve.
Okay.
I think you need to establish legend in this thing too. You can't have all. It is nice for the young girls and or the young guys in other terms to beat the veterans, and that is necessary. But you got to build up to that too.
Right.
I don't think China's, you know, maybe not the most decorated wrestler in ring, but Chyna fucking wrestled dudes. Okay?
Right.
She was like,
yeah.
You know, her and Jericho had five-star matches, but they had great matches. So, like, I think Chyna, it makes the most sense. I don't think Shayna needs to win here. And I think they'll beat the hell out of each other enough to where Shayna still looks good.
Right. All right. Eric?
I'm going to go with Shayna. She is. I can see what Daniel was saying. We don't need all these young stars, but I just see if they had a match, I could see Shayna winning because of her background in MMA and stuff.
Right.
But either way, it would be a good brawl.
Right, and that's the thing, is that, like, you can also count on the two of them beating the hell out of each other to where no matter who moves on, and especially with the fact that the winner of this match is facing either Nia or Natalya.
Yeah.
All right, nobody's going to be 100%.
Right.
So majority is going to rule on this one, and we're going to give it to Chyna. There are plenty of other youngsters, kind of young talent that are still in this thing. I mean, but Shayna is no youngster either, by the way. She's 40.
Shayna?
Well, she's either 39 or 40.
Damn.
Wow. She's younger.
No.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why Vince McMahon won't push her is because she's heading towards 40.
Okay, which is stubborn.
Makes sense.
No, I mean, well, that's the reason he gives.
Can I start the next one?
All right, yeah, so I'm going to put Chyna over here. All right, Nia Jackson, Natalya, Daniel, give it a go.
Now, I have an interesting idea for this one.
Okay.
I think we go, I mean, everyone's probably first reaction is, all right, Nia's the heel, right? And Natalya's the baby face. I think we switch that around. I think Nia's best work was when she was the babyface for that run into WrestleMania with Alexa. You know, you actually could root for her. They fucked it up eventually, but that initial run into WrestleMania, you could root
for her. You could root for her because she was getting picked on. She was getting bullied.
Yes.
The problem is that the bully was 5 foot, 100 pounds.
Yes. Now, we do a scenario here where she's getting bullied again, but she's getting bullied because she can't wrestle that well.
Right.
And Natalia's a heart.
Right.
So Natalia comes out there, just like her stupid-ass fucking Bret Hart. Sorry, he's a great wrestler, but kind of a jerk.
Right.
But she goes out there and says, you're not a good wrestler. You hurt people all the time. You're an embarrassment to be in this ring. There's no reason you should be here with me. I am a heart. I am an actual technical wrestler, and you are just a fat idiot. And that'll get heat. And then you build up, and the thing about this, the tricky part is, you want Nia to win so bad, but I think you really establish a heel here, and you still have Natalia go over, and you tap her out at the end, and you let the mean girl win. And now you have this arrogant, cocky, bad person. And she could be the ultimate bad guy here because she's such a good wrestler. She's the best wrestler in this tournament, and she knows it.
Right.
And that's what makes her so dangerous.
Right.
And she takes out the biggest woman in round one.
Right. I mean, you could do that. You could also do like a count-out victory or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that's anticlimactic.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right, Stevie?
I got to agree with Daniel on that one, if you look at it. It'd be one heck of a storyline, in my opinion.
Right. Yeah, because then now you're going to want to see Natalia get the shit beat out of her in round two. You're going to hope that somebody's going to stop her.
Yeah, because it makes you want to go to round two because you think she's going to get beat up in round one, but she doesn't.
Right. All right. Eric?
I agree with Daniel. I like the count out idea.
All right. So basically, what we'll do is like we'll put Natalia over because we'll establish Natalia as a heel. And I actually think Natalia, because there could almost be a story here with Natalia in China.
Could be.
Okay. Because you have it. China ran around with DX.
Yeah.
Who made Natalia's family's life a living hell?
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
And China's also gotten criticized for her in-ring work, too. So
right.
So you can bring that angle in.
Right. But here's like instead of people booing China because, you know, China was in, had a part in ruining the Hart family legacy in the WWF at the time.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to, you know, cheer for China because Natty has become such an overbearing bitch.
Yeah. Hey, let's see where we go.
All right. So Natalia goes over. Next match, you are going to have a hard time on this one.
Why?
Either a hard time or a hard on.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What?
Dr. Britt Baker
and
Alexa Bliss.
Oh.
Or wait a minute. No, you don't have the crush on Baker.
Oh, that's my girl versus Eric's girl.
Oh, okay. Never mind. You two can just fight her. Actually, you know what? Let's start with Stevie on this one because he'll have the most unbiased opinion.
Well, on this one, I probably got to go with Alexa Bliss in this one, really.
Okay.
Not my logical choice, but I'd probably go with her.
Okay. Any specific reason?
Well, I just think the match would go a little longer. I mean, it'd probably be a great match if you look at it, really.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
it would
be.
Yeah.
All right.
But
so
I think it would end, like, in a pinfall.
So, you're picking Alexa. All right. Biased opinion number one. Go ahead, Eric.
I'm going with Britt Baker. I think she's kind of more, I mean, not that much better, but I think she has more of a ceiling. But, yeah, I'm going to go Baker. I think because her as a heel, I think would be good for the tournament. Her cocky heel.
Here's the thing. It's hard with this one because both women are very good at doing anything.
Right.
Exactly.
Alexa's a great heel, but she's also a great
heel. Yes, she is.
And Britt was actually kind of the same way because when AEW started,
she was going to be the face.
She was going to be the face of the company. But then, everybody except for all the marks that believe they know how the business is run, like Riho, because Riho was small and adorable.
Yeah.
But then everybody kind of fell for Sheeta because Sheeta's, not small and adorable. I mean, she's tough. She's like that sexy assassin that like you love looking at until she pulls the gun out.
Yep. Exactly.
With that being said, I mean, if we're talking who I prefer, Alexa Bliss wipes the board with Britt Baker. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But Alexa can do anything. She's even doing this demon thing right now with Bray Wyatt. That's awesome. As far as
which I didn't like at first, but it's
cool.
Growing on me.
Yeah, now it's cool.
Now here's the thing: a little bit of breaking news right now. We are watching the WWE draft, and it's being reported that Bray Wyatt could possibly go to Raw tonight.
Yeah.
Now, do they let Alexa go with him?
They have to if she goes.
All right.
Or if he goes, they have to. Him and her are in an integral story right now that they have to keep together. If they drop it, I will be highly upset.
Right.
Back to the booking, we got to put a story to this. First of all, I'm actually going to try to give this one to Eric. I think we could make Britt win here in a good way.
Right.
I think Britt's the heel. Alexa's kind of the adorable baby face. And you kind of just do the old fashioned. She beats her down. Alexa comes back, kind of like the old 80s comeback.
Right.
Starts to get rally up a comeback. And then, Britt takes out an ankle or something. And maybe Britt's whole thing is Alexa's so beautiful, she wants to ruin that face, take her teeth out and stuff,
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, either way, of course, I like Alexa better, but I think we can make Britt Baker winning here work too. So,
right, because then the winner of this match obviously faces the winner of Bull Nakano and Io Shirai.
Yeah.
So you can use that as okay. Obviously the winner of Britt and Alexa would probably have to go over the winner of the next match.
Then I'm going Alexa Bliss.
Why?
If you get, first of all, it'll be the underdog story of the year. You get Bull Nakano, let her squash Io because, I like Io. I actually don't like Io that much. I don't think she's that great. She's okay. Out of the Japanese women that I've seen, she's probably thrown to the bottom of my list. But Bull Nakano, we need some power in here because we took out Nia Jax very early.
Okay.
We got China, but we need some big brawn woman. So you put Nakano over on Io and then put her and Alexa together. That's the underdog situation of the year.
I am so stupid because I'm looking at Io Shirai and I'm thinking, of course it's going to be a squash, but now I'm thinking, I'm thinking of Kairi Sane. I'm not thinking of Io Shirai. Mm. Like, for some reason, I see Io Shirai, and I'm thinking, okay, well, Io, Kairi's in this thing, not Io. But no, I agree with you. So, all right, so we'll go Alexa here. Have Alexa go over. And then, New Day's back. All right, so let's go to the next one. Bull Nakano, Io Shirai. Daniel already basically gave his opinion. Pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
All right. Stevie, Bull Nakano, Io Shirai.
Well,
I probably got to go with
Bull Nakano. Only because she's, like, well-known in Japan.
Right.
And I have to go with her on this one.
Right. And I'm pretty sure Bull Nakano is still alive, and I think she still wrestles from time to time. So, and I'm pretty sure she could still go today, and she probably actually could take Io in a match. All right, Eric?
I'm going to agree with what did Daniel say? Daniel said the same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna tweet it and say the same thing.
All right, so we're all going to go Bull Nakano here. So in the next round, it's going to be Alexa Bliss and Bull Nakano. And it's going to be like Alexa Bliss is already going to have an uphill climb, which is what we want in a tournament like this.
Yeah.
All right. The Great. Next one of now, don't worry. Brock Lesnar does not listen to the show, so we can pick against his wife here. The next one is Bayley and Sable. Eric.
I'm going with Bayley. I said that. Bayley will be a heel, right? Are we going to book her as a heel?
Yeah, because I. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I'll go with Bayley because she is a fantastic heel, in my opinion. I wasn't
She's
a fan before
heel
when
right
she was a babyface.
She never was babyface.
She's good at both.
Exactly. I wasn't a fan when she was a babyface.
I was now. Because she was doing she was the John Cena, she was a female John Cena.
Yeah.
All right. And I had no problem with that. I just had a problem with the way, you know,
she booked it bad.
Yeah.
But she wasn't bad.
No. Eric's going Bailey. Eric's going Bailey. Daniel.
I'm gonna go Bailey because she knows how to wrestle.
Yeah.
Sable's hot, but this is a wrestling tournament.
Right.
Sable's like another Sunny. Like she was just like, I mean, she was good as a manager, I guess, even though she really wasn't because she ruined her husband's career. So, yeah, I'm not a big fan of Sable, as you can tell. I like her pictures, I'd probably go Bailey because she knows how to wrestle.
Yeah. All right, Stevie.
What if you book the heel against the heel? Sable versus Bailey, and I would say in this one I'd probably go with Sable to have the win in this match.
Alright.
I don't hate it though.
I don't hate it either because to be honest with you, both of them had better runs as heels.
Yeah.
Because you finally got to see Sable's personality.
Yeah.
And you know, the old adage is sometimes characters work better when the person playing the character just gets to be themselves.
Yes.
And that's what worked for Sable. Now, however, I'm going to say that Bailey is the better athlete here, obviously. And Bailey, I think.
Well, hold up. What's next round?
Gail Kim and Becky Lynch.
Sable can only win here if there's outside interference or something. Like, Bailey's got to be laid down.
Right, yeah, no. Yeah, definitely.
But, yeah, I don't know. That's a few.
This one is tougher than I thought because it's like, all right. Because you look at the next match, Gail Kim or Becky Lynch, and it depends on where we want to go from there. Because if we have Sable go over, then we have Becky go over Gail, and then Becky can beat Sable in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Great.
But Bailey versus Gail or Becky would be a good match anyway.
Yeah.
So, screw it. Let's not even flirt with the possibility. Let's just put Bailey over.
Okay.
All right.
Stevie, start us off. Gail Kim, Becky Lynch.
Well, I got the obvious choice to go with in this one is Becky Lynch over Gail Kim.
Oh, wow.
Because Becky Lynch is a former women's champion, and she really never – yeah. Well, she never – Becky Lynch never really lost the belt. She just had to, you know, give it up. So I'd probably go with Becky.
Okay. Eric?
You're going to be surprised. I'm going to go with Gail.
Okay.
Gail Kim is really underrated and underappreciated sometimes, and I go with Gail.
Okay.
I'm a big Becky Lynch fan.
Oh, I know you are.
So.
Daniel?
Gail Kim is one of the greatest women wrestlers ever, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know it by her WWE runs. Yeah. But if you watch her stuff, like her stuff at TNA, she is awesome.
Well, she was the face of the TNA women's division.
Yeah.
All right. There's no doubt about that.
She was putting on 5-star matches 8 years before the women's revolution in WWE.
Right. Which is why
exactly.
Here's the thing. And like her WWE, first of all, her WWE run was failed from the start. And when she first got there in 2003, because, I mean, they brought her in. The way they brought her in was kind of cool. But then they had her win this, you know, this women's title battle royal. They put her on too soon. They only let her carry the title for like a month because it was just, you know, the fans weren't reacting to her.
Well, because she was in the wrong era for WWE. Gail Kim, you put Gail Kim then and you put her in today's climate, she'd be way more successful. That she would be the leader of the women's revolution. But she was in the era of divas. Gail Kim isn't the person that can give you a bikini contest. That's Toy Wilson and Stacey Keibler and stuff.
Right.
But she...
I mean, Gail Kim is very attractive.
She is very attractive, but she didn't look comfortable.
Yes,
no.
She didn't... She's not a... She's a wrestler's wrestler. She likes to go in there and wrestle. She puts on 5-star matches.
She's old school.
She's not a bra and panties match type of girl.
Right, and that's the thing. And neither is Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
That's the only reason I'd say that run failed, because that's where they were at the time.
Right, because they didn't care about athleticism. Even in 2009 when she came back.
They still had her bikini contest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they were still at that point to where they only believed in three women at that time in 2009 when Gail came back. They believed in Michelle McCool.
Yeah.
Beth Phoenix.
Yep.
And Mickey James.
Yes. And Mickey James was even wavering. They kind of believed in her.
They quit believing in her once John Cena decided that he had dried up the prune.
When it comes to my preference, I like both a lot, and I can see both winning. I'd probably only go Gail because we've seen Becky and Bayley countless times.
Right, which is kind of the adage I used earlier when we were talked about possibly Wendi Richter and Medusa.
Yeah.
Okay? So, let's put Gail over here. I mean, yes, obviously Becky would be the obvious choice, but we don't do the obvious choice.
Well, actually, yeah, but it doesn't really work with Gail because she's a heel.
Okay.
And she?
Who's she going against?
Bailey.
If they're both heels. Actually, Gail, this could be a babyface versus babyface match that Gail wins.
Yeah.
She could be a tweener.
Yeah, because Gail in TNA, yes, she did some good work as a heel, but she was also a very believable babyface. Because she was such a hard worker.
I think she's a tweener.
Yeah, Gail Kim believed in hard work.
Yep.
So yeah, so we'll put Gail over here.
Okay.
Sorry, Steve.
Like I said, he's going to be the Terry Taylor of our booking crew here.
He's better than Terry Taylor.
I know he's better than Terry Taylor, but we're treating him like Terry Taylor.
Yeah, you are. You're the
victim. I fired him. Yeah, well, we've already fired one guy, so we can't fire another. All right.
I'm
going to
fire Stevie.
No, we're not firing Stevie. Charlotte Flair and Trish Stratus. And Stevie, we'll start with you again.
Well, this is probably one of the biggest dream matches that I would like to see. So I'd probably have to go with Trish Stratus over Charlotte Flair.
Right. Ooh. I mean, they did meet at the SummerSlam, and it was one of the best matches. And Charlotte's had some good ones.
Yeah.
But it was probably right. One of the best Charlotte had had.
Well, this match could probably, like, go longer. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, he's right. This could be a 30-minute match.
Right.
I agree, Trish Stratus. Only, I guess this isn't good from a booking perspective, but I'm just sick of Charlotte.
Right. Well, the winner of this match faces either Asuka or Tori Wilson.
Okay, so
Asuka and Trish would be a moneymaker in round two.
Well, for me, Tori and Trish would be a moneymaker for any day of the week. Though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just in the strip clubs. All right. Eric, before I say more that gets us kicked off the air or me put in prison.
Oh, you know you know where I'm going.
I already knew that was going to happen.
That I'm going to jail?
No, AJ's on Raw.
Oh. Eric, but you got to say it anyway.
Trish Stratus.
Okay. All right, it's unanimous. There's no need for debate. Trish is going to Trish has advanced into round two. All right. Asuka and Tori Wilson is up next. Look at that throw. Stevie, go ahead.
Well, I'm probably going to – well, this might be a good match, really. So I'd probably go with Asuka over Tori Wilson, in my opinion.
There for a second. I mean, yeah. Eric, go ahead.
Obviously, it's going to be it's going to be Asuka.
All right.
So I want possibly to see Asuka versus Gail Kim.
Yeah, I mean that'd
be
funny.
A good match.
That'd be a great match.
Yeah, if we can get to that far.
Honestly, I mean I love Tori Wilson.
I mean that Gail Kim and Asuka wouldn't be till semis.
Okay. I love Tori Wilson. Tori's great. She's sweet. She's kind. But it's kind of...
Yes, she is.
I can't make the argument I made about Sable and not put it towards Tori, too. Because she is a sweetheart, but she can't work to save her life, you know?
No.
She doesn't...
She was the one pushed for the bikini contest.
Yes, and she was great in that era. But with wrestling, give Asuka the win.
Okay. That was easy. All right, next up, and Eric, we'll start with you on this one. Mickie James and Ivory.
I mean, they're both good workers. I'm going to go Mickie James here. Just simply because I like her work more.
Okay. Daniel?
I mean, Ivory was a great wrestler, but it was in the Attitude Era when no one cared about that.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, and she was all about the wrestling and all that. I mean, her deal in RTC.
She was great in that. She took the group from Stevie Richards.
Yeah. She made it. I mean, they were not tolerable whatsoever.
That was the point.
But yeah, no, she like in the matches she had with Lita.
Yeah. But I'd still go Mickey.
Okay.
I think it'd be I think it just makes more sense to put Mickey over here.
Okay. Stevie?
I'd have to go with Mickey James in this one, my opinion.
Okay. All right.
I agree.
It's unanimous. See, now we're all starting to agree.
For now.
Oh, no, it's going to get ugly towards the end. All right. Speaking of, well, half of this equation is ugly, not the other half. I bet you guys won't know which one I'm calling the ugly one.
Oh boy,
Luna Vachon versus Kelly Kelly.
Man, oh wow,
Kelly Kelly, that ugly. I have had a crush on this woman since I was 5. I don't even know if she wrestled when I was 5. You can't make that argument against Kelly that we made against Sable and Tori, because Kelly learned how to wrestle eventually.
Well, she was an athlete.
Yeah, she got okay. I mean, she wasn't great, but she got okay.
Yeah. But also, and here's the funny thing, too. She also got out of the business at a time to where, like, they looked at her as, like, one of the main faces of the women's division.
Yeah.
But she wasn't happy.
No.
And
no.
She wanted, she, you know, wanted to move on with her life.
Yeah, whatever. That's fine.
Yeah.
For her, I'm going Kelly. We already have Bull Nakano.
Right.
Luna's basically another Bull Nakano.
Right.
Luna's good, though. She's so good.
Right.
But I think we have enough power and brawn in this thing now.
Right.
I think we can get a pretty face.
Right. Stevie?
What? I'm probably, I know this might not be one of the best decisions, and I'm probably going to go with Luna Vachon in this one, only because she's she's well known, so I have to go with her.
He's right.
Right.
It's nothing really against Kelly, but I have to go with Luna Vachon in this one.
Okay.
I'm going to agree with Stevie.
All right.
Going with the wrestler.
Right. All right. So looking at it like this, I get Daniel's point. You know, we need some good lookers in here. But also, too, this is a wrestling tournament. So I'm going to say it's going to be Luna.
Yeah.
Because I also think that Mickey versus Luna is going to be a better wrestled match.
Yeah.
So let's get Luna in there. All right. This next one, and Eric, we'll start with you.
Okay.
Tessa Blanchard versus Miss Jacqueline.
Ooh. Tessa versus who?
Miss Jacqueline. Jackie Moore.
I'm going to go with Tessa. I think her last name says it all, and I think we need a big name like that. And I mean, there's bigger names in here, but her father to be her manager through this tournament.
Okay. All right. Stevie?
I got to agree with Eric and go with Tessa Blanchard over Miss Jacqueline.
All right. Daniel?
I mean, Jackie's a badass that I think would be dope in this tournament to have.
She definitely give Tessa the attitude adjustment that, because, you know, a lot of people do say that Tessa's got a bad attitude. Jackie would adjust
right.
that attitude in a hurry.
Yeah, Jackie's stiff.
Absolutely.
I mean, and Eric said, you know, I have Tully in the corner. Jackie beat the shit out of Tully. I mean, I don't think she ever, I'm not saying she ever has, but I'm saying that if Tully got in her face, Jackie knock him on his ass.
Jackie's another girl that used to wrestle dudes. She's a cruiserweight champion.
Yeah. And Jackie is one of the baddest bitches on the face of the planet. And I don't mean that as a knock on her. I mean that as in like, I mean, if I ever came like face to face with her, I'd give her my wallet.
Yeah, she's
I'd just
chick.
Be like, here.
She's a tough chick.
Yeah.
Luna won, though. Bull Nakano won. We have tough chicks. So, yeah. Give it a little, let's go legacy a little bit here. And
okay.
Tessa win.
Yeah, I mean, there's no issue in that. I'm just saying that, like, with Tessa, like, it would not be an easy win for Tessa. Jackie would make her earn it, and Jackie would also kind of, like I said, she'd give her an attitude adjustment.
It might be one of the most entertaining matches of the tournament, honestly.
Yeah, because then, like, even afterwards, like, if you have Tully trip, you know, trip Jackie and have
she chases him after the match.
Yeah, she chases him after the match, catches up to him, and then you see Tully walking around with no pants.
Yeah.
Heaven be like Flair. All right. Sasha Banks and Beth Phoenix is up next. Stevie, we'll start with you.
This is a tough choice. I'm probably going to go with Sasha Banks over Beth Phoenix.
Okay.
Because, I have to say that.
All right. Daniel?
Both these women are awesome, right?
Yeah.
I just think we have a lot of power. We've gone with a lot of power.
Right.
So keeping those good technical, and Sasha's a bit of a high flyer, which we could use.
Right. And it actually would be a hell of a match between her and Tessa.
It would be.
Yeah.
This would be a hell of a match. Her and Beth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. But I'm going to go with Sasha.
I'm going with Sasha,
too. All right. No need for debate there. It's going to be Sasha Banks and Tessa Blanchard in the next round. All right. Up next, and Eric, we'll start with you, Lita and Victoria.
Ooh.
The last one?
Second to last.
That's interesting.
I'm going to go with Lita because she's the bigger star.
Right.
And potentially a match between Trish and Lita.
Okay.
I know we've seen that 100 times before, but.
Stevie, go ahead.
Well, I got to go with Lita over Victoria because it's probably one of the best choices, really. And, you know, so I'll have to go with that.
Okay, so you're going Lita?
Lita over Victoria.
Okay. All right, Daniel?
I like, both are awesome. Victoria's always been really good. But we're going to have to give it to, we're going to have to give it to Lita.
Okay.
I need the wild card in this tournament. That's what she is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. The last one is Jordynne Grace versus Awesome Kong. Eric, we'll start with you.
You have to go with Awesome Kong. She's a monster. And I think she had to win in a squash.
Who's the other chick?
Jordynne Grace, she wrestled in Impact.
Oh. Well, I'm going to opt out of this one because I've never even heard of her.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'll go Awesome Kong.
All right. Stevie?
I've never heard of Jordynne Grace, so I'm going to have to go with Awesome Kong in this one.
Yeah, I never heard of her either, so that's just mainly why I went for it.
A lot about Impact.
Yeah.
Sorry, Impact fan.
All two of them.
I don't even think the guys that work there are fans of Impact. All right.
Well, there's a few I know.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, so that completes round one. Your round two matches are going to be Wendi Richter and Hikaru Shida, Chyna and Natalya, Alexa Bliss and Bull Nakano, Bayley and Gail Kim, Trish Stratus Asuka, Mickey James, Luna Vachon, Tessa Blanchard, Sasha Banks, and Lita and Awesome Kong. All right, and let's get it started. First match of the second round, Wendi Richter and Hikaru Shida. Daniel, take it away.
I mean, Shida wins. Richter got a nice first-round victory, nice legendary pop, and that's awesome. I think we give it to Shida now. She's already beat one legend. Let's have her beat another to go to that second round. Really establishes her, makes her look good. And, you know, everyone thinks she can win it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stevie?
Well, I have to agree with Daniel. I have to go with Shida on this one. Let her get the victory in this round.
Okay. All right. Eric?
I'm going to sweep it and say Sheeta.
Okay. All right. I mean, that pretty much says it, you know, says it all. I mean, yeah, I mean, this will be two legends that she beats. So it's unanimous, so I'm not going to argue against it. Even though I'm Vince McMahon and I can. But I'm not gonna.
All right.
Next up, Stevie, we'll start with you. We got China and Natalya.
It's talk about the rivalry with the Hart family and D-Generation X.
Yeah.
So it's a tough choice. So I'm probably going to have to go with Natalya in this one.
Okay. All right, and Daniel, kind of expand on your, you know, earlier you were saying, you know, let's build Natalya up. Is this where we have Natalya lose, or do we let her go?
No, we let her win.
Okay.
Because your top baby face already is kind of Sheeta. Well, even though she's beating other baby faces, she's proving how great she can wrestle.
Right? Yeah.
Natalya's whole thing throughout this whole tournament is you're putting me against people that can't wrestle. You put me against Nia Jax. Now you're putting me against China.
Right.
These people aren't that good wrestlers, and I'm going to beat them. So you have her beat China here, and I'd say once again, tap her out and make Natalya look as strong as possible and make her look as mean as possible. And I'm a technical wrestler, and this is the only wrestling there should be. I don't care about big girls. I don't care about high flyers. This is technical wrestling. This is what I do.
Right.
And then you put her against another great wrestler, and then that's the test of the next round. And for a semifinal round match, it's going to be great.
Right. Well,
quarterfinal, semifinal, yeah, whatever.
Something like that, yeah. All right.
So I'm agreeing with Steve.
Okay. Eric?
I'm going to sweep it again and go with everybody.
Okay. All right. So Natalia's going to go over. All right, up next, Daniel, we'll start with you. Alexa Bliss and Bull Nakano.
Okay, this is a hard one, but it's not that hard. I like the underdog story with Bliss, so I put her through another round.
Okay.
She's proved how tough she is against the Britt Baker match, and now she's going against someone that no one thinks she's going to win. And all the other matches have been kind of squashes. So this could look like a squash, and then Alexa still wins.
Right. All right. Stevie?
I'd probably go with the underdog in this one, so I'd probably go with Alexa Bliss over Bull Nakano.
All right. Eric?
I'm actually going with Alexa Bliss.
Okay. All right, so it's another sweep. Alexa goes on to the quarterfinals. All right, who's she going to face, Bailey or Gail Kim? Stevie, we'll start with you.
I'm probably going to have to go with Bailey in this one over Gail Kim. I think that'd probably be the best choice.
All right. Eric?
I'm going with Gail Kim.
Wait, will we pick Gail Kim versus
Bailey?
And who did Steve said Bailey.
Steve said Bailey.
Eric said Gail Kim.
Yeah.
And the winner faces who?
Alexa.
Give it to Bailey. She's been a very good heel up to this point. And that gives her the cockiness. Ooh, I beat one of the best wrestlers in this tournament. I beat Gail Kim. So Alexa Bliss can't compare to Gail Kim.
Right.
And that's the promo she can cut. So yeah, I'd say give it to Bailey.
Okay. Sorry, I'm a little distracted here. I think the draft made a stupid move.
What happened?
The Mysterios are going to say they had prime opportunity to end this whole bullshit with Seth Rollins and the Mysterio family, and they drafted them all to the same show.
Wow.
So And Miz and Morrison get sent over to Raw. So that means that Otis and Tucker, when they're eligible, I don't think they're eligible tonight, but when Heavy Machinery is eligible, they're getting shipped over to Raw, too, to keep that feud going.
Damn. Wow.
Anyway. All right. Bayley and Gail Kim.
I haven't missed much on Raw, on WWE much.
Yeah. All right. So anyway. So with Bayley, I'm going to go with you got with Daniel and Stevie and say that Bayley goes over here because, yeah, you know, Bayley getting a win. Bayley is probably one of the better heels so far in, well, besides Natalya.
Right.
So,
and I like them both, so I'm fine with them. All
right. So let's let Bayley go over here.
I just wanted to see Gail Kim versus Asuka.
That would have been a good match, but we'll save that for another day. All right. Trish Stratus and Asuka. Eric, let's start it with you.
The wrestling now?
Yeah.
I'm going to go, as much as I love Trish Stratus, and I love her, I'm going with Asuka.
You're going with Asuka?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think a big win over Trish Stratus would cement her, not legacy, but her status.
Okay. Daniel.
I agree with Eric. I think it would be a big deal for Asuka to beat Trish.
Right.
And Trish already had her swan song with Charlotte. So there's not much more Trish needs to do here besides make Asuka look good.
And we're going to have Bayley versus Asuka, right? Is it Bayley versus Asuka?
No, Bayley has to get through Alexa Bliss first. Asuka's either going to face Mickey James or Luna.
Okay, never mind. I had something, but if we get to that, I'll say it.
Okay. All right. Stevie.
I agree. I got to go with Asuka over Trish Stratus.
Okay, it's unanimous again. I mean, I do kind of agree. I mean, this is a way to, you know, really cement Asuka in this tournament.
Yeah.
Just like we're doing with Sheeta. All right. Next up, Stevie, we'll start with you. Mickie James and Luna Vachon.
Talk about another dream match. Probably going to have to go with Mickie James over Luna Vachon. I got to go with Mickie James on this one.
Okay. Daniel.
I agree. I like Mickie in this match. I think it can be a nice beat down. Luna can really beat her up for a while, but maybe give Mickie a bum leg going into the next round.
Right.
Luna beats her up so bad she has a bum leg, but she still wins.
Okay. All right, Eric.
I'm going to sweep it and go with who did they say?
Mickie James.
Mickie James, yeah.
Okay. All right, next up. This one could be a hard one. Tessa Blanchard and Sasha Banks. Eric, we'll start with you.
I'm going with Tessa.
Okay.
I think her father in the corner, I think, should move on further in the tournament.
All right.
I think that storyline could work.
Who? He's picking Tessa.
Over.
Sasha.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Stevie?
I probably got to go with Sasha Banks over Tessa Blanchard in this match.
Okay. All right. Well, why?
Well, Tessa Blanchard hasn't been really in WWE for quite a while, so I'd probably go with the more experienced women's wrestler in WWE and Sasha Banks.
Okay. All right, Daniel, what do you think?
That's my opinion.
I like. I mean, yes, there is a nice storyline kind of there, but it's not really there. I mean, her and Tully by her side. But I think we could end that here, too.
Yeah.
Maybe Sasha gets a punch it on Tully.
Right.
And I think Sasha right. should win.
Okay.
Because it's a good baby face to have, and we don't have – we got some good heels.
Right. I mean, because you look at who's already in the next round. We got Natalya on the heel run she's on. Bayley on the heel run she's on. I mean, Asuka and Mickey are both kind of –
in between us.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I go Sasha.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna give this one to Daniel and Stevie, and I'm going to say Sasha, just based on the fact okay. that – well, I mean, because, again, I think Sasha is a good story in this tournament too, and you need – like, you talk about the four horsewomen of NXT.
Yeah.
Right.
Bayley and – or not Bayley. Charlotte and Becky are already out.
Right.
So, like –
that would be interesting. She beat the daughter of one of the original four horsemen.
Right, exactly. So, all right, yeah. So we'll go Sasha on this one. All right, to finish out round two, Lita and Awesome Kong. Daniel, we'll start with you.
Who's the winner going to face?
Sasha.
As much as I would love to see Sasha and Lita go at it as a fan, I think it makes more sense for Awesome Kong to win here. Lita gives her a hell of a fight, but I'd let Awesome Kong goes on and has to fight Sasha.
Okay.
But then you get that underdog story.
Right. And we definitely love the underdog stories. All right, Eric.
I'm going Awesome Kong, too. I think she's a monster in this tournament, and to lose in the second round, I don't think would be good.
Okay. So you're going to go with Awesome Kong here?
Yep.
Okay. Stevie?
I got to go with Awesome Kong. She's definitely one of the monsters in this tournament, so I'd probably go with her.
Okay. All right, and it would definitely be quite the story for Sasha if she were able to get past Awesome Kong.
Yes.
And that's kind of the theme we're going here is we've gone a lot with the monster heels, which is, I think, what you need here.
Yeah.
Right.
All
right,
so we'll go Awesome Kong. All right, so now your four matches in the quarterfinals.
Oh, Jesus. This is where it gets
started. We're going to have Sheeta and Natalya, Alexa Bliss and Bayley, Asuka and Mickey James, and Sasha Banks and Awesome Kong. Yeah, it's going to get tough here. And guess what?
Yeah.
Match one is Hikaru, Sheeta, and Natalya, and because you said it's going to get tough, I'm starting with you.
And I'm going to say something that you probably thought I wouldn't. I'm putting Natalya over here. I think Natalya is the strongest heel. I think what we've built here, as much as I hate to say it because, you know, I might have to sleep on the couch tonight. But Sheeta...
You were sleeping on the couch.
I mean, Sheeta will make me sleep on the couch.
Oh, yeah.
But Sheeta, give her a hell of a fight. Give them 45 minutes, you know. Give them a big, long match. And I think these two could have a great match. It'd be a legendary match, but Natalya taps Sheeta out again, and Natalya stays on this rough path because in my head I would have Alexa beat Bayley, and then you have another this small little pipsqueak Alexa's gonna beat Natalya, you know?
Right.
And that's how Natalya, you know, builds it up.
Okay.
I like her heel character so far, so I would go Natalya.
Okay.
It pains me to say it. But...
Right. Oh, I know. Stevie.
Tough decision. I'm probably going to have to go with Natalya over Sheeta because Natalya is one of the strongest heels in the WWE.
Right.
So I'd probably go with Natalya.
Definitely the strongest heel in this tournament, probably.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Eric.
Even though I'm going to get outvoted, I'm still going to get both Sheeta. Because in my head, I think Sheeta versus Awesome Kong, where Sheeta beats Awesome Kong, would be a great underdog story.
Right. Well, again, I mean, Kong is not like Kong has another, you know, Kong's a different story for later on against Sasha.
Yeah.
I mean, and I get it, but I'm going to go here because we do have something kind of rolling with Natalya. So, we're going to put Natalya over. Trust me, I thought my original plan was to have Sheeta win this thing.
Yeah.
But
that's
let's go with Natalya.
Yeah.
Let's go with Natalya just because we got a good thing going with the heel run.
Great.
All right. Let's move on to the next match. Alexa Bliss and Bayley, and Stevie, we'll start with you.
Tough decision. I'm probably going to have to go with Bayley over Alexa Bliss in this one.
Okay. Oh, all right. Why?
Only because she's one. I honestly think she's a great heel. And I would have to go with the heel over the baby face. So I'm
okay,
going with Bayley.
So you're saying a heel versus heel match in the next round?
Right.
Okay. All right, Daniel, go ahead.
It's an interesting idea. I can't do it just because what we've got. To me, the story's set for Alexa to win this match.
Right.
It could be awesome, and Bayley can do some cool stuff. Maybe attack her after. But Alexa's got to face Natalya in the next round, in my opinion.
Right, because Alexa needs – or Natalya needs to go against another – why are you plucking my hair like – or my leg hair?
My leg. You're just so damn close.
All right. But yeah, I mean, Natalya needs to go against a baby face.
And this is the underdog story right here. These are our two big stories culminating.
Right. In a semifinal.
Yes. So I'd say bring Alexa.
Okay. Eric.
I'm going to agree with Stevie. I think I like the Bayley story a little more. And I think her winning this tournament, I like better.
Okay.
If we get to that point.
Okay. All right. We'll go with Bayley on this one. I mean, I personally think that we had an underdog story with Alexa. And we need heel versus baby. Like, especially in the semifinals, why go heel versus heel? But it is majority rules here. Although, if I were really Vince McMahon, I would fire the two of you for suggesting this. However,
the heel versus the heel worked in the past. You know what I mean?
He's got a point.
All right.
Some heel versus. He's right. It has worked.
And he spoke
and
up
your
pretty good too. So, all right.
We're not your normal book team.
Yeah, I know.
Either.
Trust me, guys.
Well, fuck, I wouldn't have had Cheetah lost if I knew my other girlfriend was going to lose, too. Both my wives are out.
Yeah, all right. So we'll go with Bayley on this one. All right. Next up, we have Asuka and Mickie James. Stevie, we'll start with you.
Probably one of the toughest choices. I'm probably going to have to go with Asuka over Mickie James. I like Asuka in this one.
All right. Stevie? Or not Stevie. Eric?
I was about to say, you just went.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going with Asuka.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I like Asuka in this one. I think it could be great. But, yeah. Asuka's one of the most legitimate people in this thing, so.
Right. All right, so next. All right, so Asuka's going to go over Sasha Banks and Awesome Kong. Eric, we'll start with you.
Sasha Banks. think I'm going to change course here, and I'll give Sasha Banks the underdog win. She finds
well,
a way
yeah, because
to beat
I,
awesome
well,
dog.
Yeah, I mean, you fucked over one underdog already.
No.
So, well, because even if you picked Awesome Kong, I was still going to overrule you. All right, Stevie, go
yeah,
ahead.
I know.
I got to go with the underdog. I'm going to go with Sasha Banks over Awesome Kong.
All
right. I agree with Eric.
All right. Good. All right. Daniel?
Calm down, Vince. Jesus Christ. I see the vein coming out of your neck. God damn it, pal. Nah, he's Sasha Banks. I think she's the only face left, so let's have her win.
Oh, well, technically Asuka's face, isn't she?
Yeah, Asuka is kind of face, but that's Asuka and Sasha's always a great match.
Yeah, it's funny we have two heels going against each other. So obviously we're guaranteed a heel versus babyface match. All right. Now, here's where it's going to get tough. All right, your semifinals are Natalya and Bayley and Asuka and Sasha. Here's where it's going to get tough because there's two very strong heel stories in this first match. Should only be one, but I digress. Daniel, go ahead. Natalya and Bayley.
Now, I'm going to, first of all, I'll leave the second choice to you guys, but the first one, Natalia's got to win. Natalya, they're both good heels, but I feel like from what we've built so far, us together, Natalya's the better story. So I think these girls could still put on a good match and be entertaining and they get crowd reaction, but I think it ends with a tap out from Bayley. Natalya needs to go to the finals. We've built her up so damn well. And then when you go to the second match, there's two ways you can go with this, and I'll leave the second match up to everybody else. Well, assuming we all agree on the first one, who knows?
I'm the one that has the power.
It's my laptop. With Natalya and Bayley, Natalya needs to win in my point of view. Now, what you do with Natalya, do you want your underdog story? Well, I mean, Doug seems to want it a lot. But do you want the underdog story? If you want that, yeah, Sasha Banks beats Asuka, and then you have the underdog story. You have Natalya versus Sasha. Or we scrap the underdog story now. Let Banks go as far as she came. She did great. Asuka beats her, and then you have this person in Natalya who's been, oh, I'm the best technical wrestler. I'm the best, against maybe the most badass woman ever. A formidable opponent who could also really wrestle really good, but will beat the hell out of you at Asuka.
Right.
And then she finally meets her final match, which could be Asuka. So I like Asuka in that match.
Okay. All right. Stevie, what do you think?
I'd probably go with, Asuka in this match.
All right. Well, what about Natalya? Now, what about Natalya and Bayley? Are you with Daniel on putting Natalya in the final?
Yeah, I'm definitely with Daniel on that one, putting Natalya in the final.
All right. But you would go with Asuka and Asuka versus Sasha. Okay.
Yeah.
That one makes sense. All right. Eric, you're going to get overruled anyway, even if you go the opposite way. But
well, no. If he makes an argument, this is a booking meeting. Give him a fair shake.
All right.
Got it.
I'm going with
when did you become
here, man?
What, Eric?
I'm going with Natalya.
Okay. Daniel almost ended the episode. All right. And then what about Asuka and Sasha?
Sasha.
All right. So
I mean Sasha.
All right. So you're going with Sasha.
Why?
Yeah.
Collaborate. Why would that be a better story?
I just like the underdog story. She made it this far, and I think she deserves to go to the finals.
Okay. What do you think, Doug?
All right. I think the underdog story we should have gone with was Alexa, obviously.
Yes.
Okay. The whole Sasha thing has been great, but Natalia, it's time for Natalia to meet her match. Her match is Asuka. So we're going to put Asuka over here. Just because, you know, now Natalia.
I thought you guys were going to go with Sasha. That's why I went Sasha.
You know that the two of them said Asuka, right?
Oh, okay.
To me, this next part's easy.
My bad.
Yeah. Yeah, no. The underdog story we wanted to go with, obviously, was Alexa earlier on, and then...
Yeah, but that's not where we're at. We're here now.
Yeah.
To me, the finals is easy.
Yeah.
Right. So, we're going... It's Natalia and Asuka in the final. All right, Daniel, go ahead.
I mean, Asuka. Natalia has been built so great, but...
We already have too many heel champions. We have a heel world champion. We have heel tag champions. Yes, Hangman's a babyface U.S. champion, but we need to...
Well, and she's been built so well to lose. She needs to lose now because she's tapped everybody out. She's looked badass, and she basically questioned everybody's ability. But then she finally went up against that one person that she just can't... She can't beat. She can't... And she can't scare Asuka either, you know?
Right.
She can't say, oh, you're inferior to me. Because Asuka's just going to punch her in the mouth.
Right.
So, to me, we built up this so well. I mean, we had a couple snags, but we built this up pretty well for Natalia. Just to do the favors now. Now, Asuka becomes the world, the champion, in my opinion.
Okay. All right, Stevie?
I got to agree with Daniel. I have to agree with what he said. I'd probably go with that decision.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to sweep it.
All right. All right. So we'll put Asuka as the winner of the tournament, the women's champion.
Yes.
This has been this was interesting.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, I think we're the first people to ever actually want to give Natalia a push.
I think we did it better than WWE's ever done it either, so.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So.
When the Hart family would like us.
Well, besides the fact that Daniel told Bret Hart to go fuck himself earlier. But...
besides that.
But yeah, no, so all right. So
he takes
Asuka
it back.
Wins it. Huh?
He takes it back.
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't. You ready to wrap up? I mean, we did plugs already, right?
We did plugs already. We'll talk about what we're going to do for next Friday night at, I'm pretty sure we're going to have that booking meeting right after the show is over. But Stevie, thank you again for joining us. We appreciated it. We love having
you
on. So we'll keep you in the loop as to what next week is going to be.
All right. Well, let me know.
Oh, I will. As soon as we know, we'll know. Huh?
Okay.
I think my idea is fun. We talked about it before.
I don't remember what you said. I don't listen to you.
Yes, he does.
He just there. Of course you don't. No, I'm joking.
We're married. I can't listen to you.
We will do Eric's idea. We just got to figure out what it is again after the show. But that's what we're going to do.
All right, everybody. This has been Fantasy Warfare, the unscripted wrestling podcast. Asuka is the unscripted Fantasy Warfare Women's Champion. Next month, we will probably do the TV title. All right, Daniel, take it home. We'll see everybody on Sunday.
Have a good one, guys.
Yep.
Yep.
Adios.
Yep. Bye.